Benjamin, how you doing?
Very good, Matt. How are you?
Great.
All right, fabulous. So let's talk about the 30K race in Holmenkollen. It's a great day for Liz, a personal best, I think, and also for Jesse. Three women in the top 20 has got to put a smile on your face.
Yeah, we were really happy with it. It was certainly not a perfect day. We know we can ski all three and more into the top 10. Were the day to be perfect, but it was a good day, and to be able to pull together a good day after a long season on one of the harder courses and the longest event I'm really, really satisfied with that. So 9th, 14th, 19th, three in the top 20, we'll take that, and we're all smiles. Of note, we did have interesting several kilometers where Rosie had a crash with several other women on the same corners that Astrid Jakobsen went down on and concussed herself last year. Rosie did not get injured. She did end up breaking a pole that rather cracked the basket that she was able to replace pretty quickly. And Jesse had two baskets stepped on, both of which popped off, and so that was interesting and independent of one another. So there were a few segments of the course where we were struggling to get some replacement poles back to these women.
We didn't see that watching the race. So interesting, you know, stuff that goes on behind the scenes, so to speak. And the crew has to be there to help, you know, keep the women on stream. And obviously, Jesse was able to recover well, and Rosie as well.
Yeah, absolutely. So.
Well, you know, it's interesting to watch the perspective of the team over the years. And these results years ago were of course, a different story. But all the girls have really shown that they can produce. And I think it's great to see Caitlin and Rosie Brennan have also come on stream very well, haven't they?
Oh, it's been an incredible season for those two women, and you know, the obvious huge result for Caitlin was her medal at World Championships, and to come here and be able to mix it up in the front of the pack for a while and finish in the top 20.
Yes,
it's I think just adding more merit to just how good she is. And, you know, I think she's only starting to uncrack her potential, and a little more experience here on the World Cup, I think, could do wonders.
Yeah, it seems the formula for all the girls is working. I mean, you know, good results breed good results, and she's really coming into her own. Rosie's done well, and of course, personal best for both Liz and Jesse, and the two medals, surprise medals, but an excellent part of the season for you guys.
Yeah, for sure. It's one thing to have your national team, your A-team athletes ski well, but it's an entirely additional benefit to have your Continental Cup leaders and invited athletes who secure starts to succeed, and that just gives so much confidence to the program.
So when you look back at the whole season, Matt, overall your assessment has to be a positive feeling for the women's team.
It is, yeah. I mean, we had a mix of athletes that scored more World Cup points and some that stayed a bit level and some that didn't quite score as many. But what we've shown is that we have many people that can keep the team afloat, and we're not as delicate as we once were when the star athlete was down for a period or two or an entire season. It used to mean that the entire team was down, and that's just not the case anymore. So we did not score as many World Cup points as we have in the past couple of years, but in many ways, we had a more successful season. So it's going to be interesting to really sit back, sit down at home, and run some analyses and see where we've made gains and where we lost ground. So.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, overall, it looks like the team has you know, is well rounded, and obviously new blood is coming into the mix, which is great. You were talking about Keegan a little bit. She's come on strong at the end with a podium, but it's sort of not one of her best seasons. What is there any news on Keegan at this point?
Yeah, you know, Keegan. Well, I should start by saying that race in Lahti was the one race of the entire season that brought a tear to my eye. It's been such a difficult season for Keegan, and for her to persevere through the challenges, the struggles with fitness, with fatigue, and not meeting her standard, it just was so satisfying to watch her climb back on the podium.
Absolutely.
So that was fantastic. She can go home knowing that, yes, she is overtired, but yes, she is still Keegan Randall, and she can skate sprint with the best of them, and she will be back to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I remember talking with Liz briefly, and she was mentioning in one of the successes that she had that a lot of it all started with Keegan. And, of course, we know that she was the lone skier for many years until the team started to come together. And now now you've got a real squad of top athletes. And I'm sure it makes her happy to see how well the team is doing overall.
Oh, every successful result that any one of these women accomplishes has Keegan's name attached to it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Matt, what's the status now? Everybody disperses and goes home, and what's the game plan going forward?
Yeah, so everybody flies to Sun Valley tomorrow morning.
Yeah,
and begins their journey there, somewhat circuitously for some. Others go directly there. And we really look forward to an outstanding week in Sun Valley at Super Tour Finals.
Right.
It's a fantastic Nordic town, and it'll be a really fun place to end the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Everybody comes together and on home turf, so to speak, and gets to exchange stories, and the long season sort of starts to wind down.
That's right. Yeah, and Keegan will not be competing in Sun Valley. She will be present there for some team engagements they will have, and just to be around. But her season is finished now.
She's done for the season, and well, good for her. And obviously, lots ahead to see how the championships will go.
Yes.
Okay, well, that's great, Matt. Fabulous day for the girls and for the team, and we look forward to catching up with you in Sun Valley and seeing how the championships go, and all the best going forward.
Benjamin, we definitely appreciate all the press and the attention and all the fans back home.